owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, hopefully, they're going to be the views of Lindsay Williams. And we're going to be talking about what he has been told about what is going to be happening in the future. Now, for those of you who are following the stock market, why, you'll know that the stock market was down about 12 points today. Those of you who are really watching the stock market know that it was down 125 points shortly after opening this morning and was brought back because the stock market, you must understand, America is totally manipulated, as are most things, as is the media, as certainly is the banking system. It's all manipulated. And we ended up with the stock market down 12 points, but it was down 125 points at opening this morning. And why was that? Why? Because yesterday, or I should say last night, why the Japanese stock market lost 7.3% of its value. Last night, early Thursday morning in Japan, which is midnight last night, why the Japanese stock market lost 7.3%, one of the biggest drops they've had in many years, and not a word of it, or hardly a word of it at all in the American media. Why? Because you are reading a controlled media. Reality is usually scoffed at, and illusion is usually king. And you read and hear and see just what they want you to read and hear and see, and they largely control your reality. Now, you can check what I'm saying. Fortunately, if you have the Internet, you can check and find out that I'm telling you the truth. And so if this is the truth, why aren't you hearing about it through regular channels? Why? Because the people who control the world don't want you to really understand what's really going on. Well, with that as a background, our good friend Lindsay Williams. Hi, Lindsay. How are we doing?
Don't you understand? I don't know how to express in words my appreciation for you allowing me to be on your show tonight because of what the Federal Reserve Chairman, Ben Bernanke, said before Congress on yesterday. It's almost as if it is prophetic what my elite friend, whom you know, told me back numbers of months ago.
Well, I want you to go ahead and tell us, of course, basically what Ben Bernanke said yesterday was that we may have to start sometime in the future cutting back on what we're doing. Well, what is the Federal Reserve System doing? What is this privately owned central bank that controls our economy and largely controls the government and the politicians doing? Why, it's pumping $85 billion a month, part of it into treasury bonds and part of it into housing mortgage bonds. And basically, that's all that's keeping our economy going today. But we would have food lines and soup lines all across America if it weren't, of course, that we were giving food stamps to 48.8 million people. Food stamps to 48.8 million people, almost one person in five in America. One adult in five is receiving food stamps today. And why is that? Why? Simply because the whole economy is contracting. We never got out of the recession. They're lying to us about almost everything going on. And where is the government getting the money to provide for the food stamps? Why, very simply, we're borrowing it. We're borrowing it from ourselves. And basically, the Federal Reserve is simply creating money out of nothing. And then taking that money it creates out of nothing and buying treasury bonds so the treasury will have money to pay Social Security and Medicare and food stamps. And it's all an illusion, ladies and gentlemen. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
Well, you put it so well just then, Dr. Stan, that Mr. Bernanke said, at some future date, we're going to have to cut back. But that is the key to what he said on yesterday, at some future date. That means they aren't going to stop QE3 right now, and that is exactly.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. Lindsay, go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, that is exactly what my elite friend told me. About a year and a half ago, he said, the elite do not want a financial collapse of the currencies of the world yet. And then he went on to say why that they do not want the financial collapse yet, because they wanted to create post-debt creation in every way possible with every country in the world, every state in America, every city, every county, every individual. They want debt, 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 and now. at the very time that people thought that Mr. Bernanke was going to say, we're going to ease off a little bit on the buying of bonds and the monetizing and QE3, and instead, he up and said, no, it's not time yet. Well, I have a message for you. Tonight, what I'm going to give you, you must have pencils and paper. It's almost like a revelation. Now, Dr. Stan, I have had the privilege for the past 2 weeks of being on a number of different radio shows with you. And in each of them, I talked about where they told me to go in order to find out exactly what's going to happen. And when Mr. Bernanke did what he did before Congress on yesterday morning, I said, this is exactly what my elite friend, the person you know, you're the only talk show host that ever had the privilege of talking with him, and what they have told me is going to happen. The financial collapse is not going to take place this month, nor next month, nor 3 months from now. It is going to happen. And Bernanke put it so well yesterday. He said, we aren't going to stop QE3. Well, with that in mind, let's go to what I was told just recently. I was on the phone with my elite friend, and something so significant, I'm not going to say startling, because this is not something you're going to lose sleep over. This is something that will be so beneficial to every person in the audience of Radio Liberty tonight. He said to me, he said, Chaplain, if you want to know what's going to happen, go to two places. Now, let me try to explain this, if I may. I have to give you just a little bit of how I lived with them years ago. Many of you know that I was invited to be the chaplain to the elite of the world, and for 3 years' time, I lived with them, sat across the dinner table from them, sat in their board meetings, and it changed my life. I'll never be the same again. There positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. And when he said to me the other day, he said, Chaplain, go to these places, and you will know what's going to happen. I've had many times over
hold
the years.
That, hold that thought, Lindsay. Hold that thought, and we'll be right back in just a moment with Lindsay Williams. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Lindsay simply saying that he had talked to one of his friends, one of the elite people who are part of the group that rules the world. And about a year and a half ago, this gentleman had told Lindsay that we were going to get into more and more and more debt, that the elite wanted our federal government, our state government, our local government, just burdened down with debt. And then just within the last few weeks, this same elite person who I have talked to in the past, this same elite person said to Lindsay, if you want to know what the future holds, you go to two different places, and here's where you go, and go right ahead, Lindsay.
Over the years, Dr. Stan, my friends, you know, Mr. Ken Fromm, before he passed away about a year and a half ago, and now, of course, the other gentleman whom you know and actually talked with, oftentimes they'll say to me, Chaplain, this is what's going to happen next month, or this is what's going to happen 3 months from now, or 6 months, or a year from now. And I would have the privilege of being on your show, and I would say, this is what my elite friend told me, and you had to take my word for it. Because I had no proof to show you in writing. This is the first time, Dr. Stan, in 38 years that I have had the privilege, the providence of God, of knowing some of these people, that they have actually said it in such a manner that I can say to the people in your listening audience tonight, you don't have to take just my word for it, and you don't have to take the word for the fact that my elite friend just gave it to me. I'm going to tell you where to go to find it. So I hope that tonight you'll realize that this is a very, very special radio program for me, because Ben Bernanke backed up everything that my elite friend said on yesterday morning before the Congress of the United States of America, and then the articles that you're about to hear, you're going to find them amazing. Now, you have had time to get those pencils and paper. Forewarning is enough. I'm going to give you the date, the place that you can go to find this, and the person who said it. Now, just before I do, just in case you don't have those pencils and paper yet, because it's so important for you to write all this down. When I lived with those people years ago, one of the first things I learned about them is they do have a code of ethics. I know this sounds strange, but keep in mind, I sat in their board meetings. They were not in my church. I was on their oil field, and they talked about things that if you knew one of them, they probably would never say in a church somewhere. And one of the things I learned about them is they have a code of ethics. That's right. Yeah, I know it's not the code of ethics of the Bible, not the same code of ethics that I or Dr. Stan would have, but it is a code of ethics, and one of the facets of their code of ethics is they must tell you everything they're going to do before they do it. And they do. If you know how to listen to their buzzwords, you can always know what's going to happen next. They may tell you through a Hollywood movie. They may tell you through a secular broadcast out on the media. But they will tell you what they're going to do. And then after it's all over with, the elite will come back and say, "We told you so. Why didn't you listen?" Well, this is so significant, more so than anything I think I have ever been given. My elite friend said to me, he said, "Chaplain, if you want to know what's going to happen, I'm going to tell you where to go." They wrote it. They have just told you. They want you to listen. Very few will, but you have an opportunity tonight for me to interpret the buzzwords for you. So here we go. The first one is April the 2nd, 2013. The place, the New York Times. Now, you can go find this for yourself. Please do, after the program. Don't change that dial now, but after the program, go and find it. And you want to Google in David Stockman Warnes, and you'll find it in the New York Times. Now, you do know that David Stockman was the budget director for President Ronald Reagan. He is very well respected in financial fields and is one of them for all practical purposes. He just wrote a book recently. And in the New York Times, when that book was being reviewed, there are buzzwords there that tell you everything that you're going to expect, everything that's going to happen to you financially in coming days. I'd like to read just a few sentences of it here, and then I'll go back and pick out the buzzwords for you. Here we go. Quote, Stockman wrote that the Fed's quantitative easing policies following the credit crisis have flooded stock markets with cash even while Main Street economy remains weak. The combination, he wrote, is unsustainable. There's your buzzword right there. Unsustainable. Now, you've heard that from other sources also. That means it can't last. It can't continue. It'll go just so far, and it'll stop. Ben Bernanke, chairman of the Federal Reserve, said before Congress yesterday morning, "We are not going to stop QE3 yet." Do you realize the significance of this? He basically said, "We are not going to let the economy become unsustainable yet." Do you realize what a glorious opportunity that this is? Every person out there in this listening audience tonight, do you realize that what Ben Bernanke did was bought you some time? Now, I know this is horrible, that we're going to create all of this massive debt, and America is going to get so head over heels that it will be horrifying when it finally does happen. But do you realize that he just bought you some time yesterday morning? Because he said, "We're going to keep on quantitative easing. We are not," oh, I hope you're catching this, "we are not going to allow interest rates to rise yet, and we are not going to let the derivative market crash yet." That basically is what he was saying. This is a window of opportunity because the American dollar is going to remain fairly stable for a few more months' time, and it gives all of you out there in the listening audience, if you will take advantage of it, it will give you a glorious window of opportunity to do some of the things that you need to do in preparation for what will be the inevitable. Now, you remember that about a year and a half ago, I did a DVD series, and in it, I told you what they told me they were going to use as the method of bringing about the collapse of every currency in the world. And you'll remember that before Mr. Fromm ever died, he talked about the raise of interest rates, and that the moment interest rates began to rise, it was the end of it. If you haven't gotten out of paper by that time, you're going to lose the paper that you've got. I care not whether it's an IRA, 401k, a bank account, whatever it may be. If it's written on a piece of paper, once Ben Bernanke says, we're going to start raising interest rates. It's over. It's done for. You don't have any more time to do anything. But right now, you've still got an opportunity of time. Now, David Stockman said, it is unsustainable. Now, the next statement is classical. Please, once again, April the 2nd, 2013, David Stockman warns in the New York Times, Google it and read the entire thing. I'm just picking out the buzzwords. This statement right here, quote, when it burst, there will be no new round of bailouts like the ones the banks got in 2008. Oh, my goodness. Do you realize that just yesterday, when the Federal Reserve Chairman said we're going to continue QE3, that he said we're not ready for it to happen yet. It's not time. We want more debt. But look what David Stockman says. He said when it burst. He did not say if it burst. He didn't say maybe it's going to burst. He didn't say possibly it'll burst. He said when it burst. Do you realize what they're telling you? They're saying that it positively is going to happen, and when it does, they aren't going to bail the banks out this time. Now, Ben Bernanke bailed them out yesterday morning, right before Congress. He said, we're going to continue QE3, we're going to continue the bailout, we're not ready for them to crash yet. But David Stockman said there's coming a time when it will burst, and they will not continue QE1, QE2, QE3, quantitative easing will end, and when it does, have two things that you can expect. Number one, interest rates are going to start going up. And when they do, that's the end of it all. That positively, there's nothing left. Secondly, it will bring about a collapse of the derivative market. And the derivative market is the method whereby they're going to bring on the next great financial event that will take place. Now, there's one more statement in the New York Times. Now, keep in mind, this is a very liberal newspaper. You can't get much more so. And it would stand to reason that it'd be in a place like this that the elite would tell you what they're going to do. And they did. And oh my goodness, I have been looking for this definition. I've been looking for it for years. Let me try to explain this. 38 years ago, when I actually lived with these people and then have kept in touch with them over these years, I've done radio shows all across America. And I've had the opportunity to be on talk shows where people called in, and invariably, every so often, someone will call in and say, Chaplain, please try to explain to us, if you can, what the next great financial event is going to be like. Is it going to be like 1929 through 1933 and the time of the Great Depression? I didn't know an answer. I've had so many people to ask me that, and I positively must admit, I couldn't give them an answer. For the first time in 38 years, you have it from them. They have worded this so meticulously. They must have sat together for the longest behind closed doors to give this definition. For the first time ever, the elite have officially given you and me a definition of what the next great financial event is going to be.
Well, let me just interrupt here. We're getting ready for a break. But those of you who have heard me talk about it, you can get the Time magazine the 12th of May. And there is an article by Richard Haass, chairman of the CFR, a member of the Trilateral Commission, in which he says, almost identically to what Stockman said, and he said the current economic system is unsustainable. And it's not a matter of if, but when it collapses. Now, the following week, an article by Zygmunt Brzezinski said, certainly the system is coming down if we keep doing what we're doing. This last week with Fareed Zakaria, I said exactly the same thing. We've got to stop all this spending. These are all members of the Trilateral Commission, all come from the CFR, and they are verifying exactly what Lindsay is telling you. Lindsay, you go right ahead.
They have told you everything that they're going to do. And for the first time in 38 years that I know of, they have officially given you a definition of what the next great financial collapse or event is going to be. Please go and read it for yourself. This, if you'll analyze it, you need to think this thing through. You need to chew on it for a while. You've got to take every word because it is worded meticulously correct. according to what their plans are. Here it is. I'm going to quote it. Instead, America will descend into an era of zero-sum austerity and violent political conflict, extinguishing even today's feeble remnants of economic growth. And when I saw that, I was dumbfounded. I will never again be able to say to a person, I don't know what the next great financial crisis is going to be. A person says it's going to be like 1929 through 1933. I don't have to pick words any longer in order to tell them what it's going to be like. You have the definition. And if you don't take action and set things in order, then it's your own problem, because they have been told. And then I went back to my friend and I said, now, have I picked out the right words? And I used the word unsustainable. Yes. And then I said, when it burst. Yes. And I really did. Dr. Stan, I actually sent an email. You know, I've got two people out there right now that I call the elite. And one of them gave me these things. And then I sent an email to the one you know. And I said, is this true? And Dr. Stan, I've still got it in the archives of my computer. He said, everything that you've just heard is so. That's all he'd say. He wouldn't elaborate. He wouldn't go any further. And this is it right here. He said, David Stockman said, when it burst, and then the definition of exactly what it's going to be like, you have it all right now, and the elite have told you exactly what they're going to do. Keep in mind something. In the time of the Great Depression in 1929 through 1933, there were many, many people who made great fortunes. Not everyone stood in a soup line. There were many people who made money off of the Depression. Why? They knew it was going to happen. They had set things in order. They took the warning in advance. And as a result, they didn't lose sleep over it, because they bought things for pennies on the dollar. And if you'll do that, in the next few months' time before it happens, now, don't you dare say that Lindsey Williams said it's going to happen in a few months. I haven't gotten the date yet. I will put it this way. I have been fairly well assured that I will be told a few weeks or maybe a few months in advance of it happening. And whenever I get the date or whenever I get an approximate time, you remember, oh, by the way, whenever I get that approximate time, I will email Dr. Stan or I will contact him on the phone. And I'll say, Dr. Stan, I've got something so important, I've probably never had anything like it before. Now, you'll remember that back a number of years ago, my elite friend said to me on the phone, Chaplain, 3 months from now, the price of crude oil is going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel. I was laughed at on radio talk shows when I said it. It took place exactly as he had told me it would happen. I think this time likewise. If you will make preparations right now, you do not have to worry.
Hold that thought, Lindsay. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, Lindsay is simply quoting from his elite friend who told him to go to read David Stockman's article, published on the 2nd of April in the New York Times. And if you simply go to your search engine and type in David Stockman, April 2nd, New York Times, and basically you'll find a number of articles, say Huffington Post and elsewhere, where they comment on it, but they'll have you a link, and you can actually link through that to the New York Times article, get it and read it. And basically the key words, as Lindsay has brought out, is certainly the current economic system is unsustainable. And that it is going to come down, and when it does come down, why, of course, there's not going to be a bailout for the banks as there was in 2008, and we're going into a situation of severe austerity and economic problems, and there's going to be a lot of political unrest. And read what David Stockman says, because, of course, Lindsay's elite friends have said this is just what's going to happen. And basically, if you certainly read the article I referred to by Richard Haas, Richard Haas, H-A-A-S, who is the current president of the Council on Foreign Relations, member of the Trilateral Commission. His article certainly is in May 12th, Time Magazine, page 10. He says, certainly the current situation is unsustainable and when it is not a matter of if, but when it collapses. Why would the people from the Trilateral Commission be saying this? And, of course, the following week, article by Zygmunt Brzezinski, Trilateral Commission, CFR, the following week, article, this is the 26th, as I recall, Time Magazine of this month, May 26th issue of Time Magazine, Fareed Zakaria saying exactly the same thing. In essence, why we've got to start pulling back because of the economic problems. We understand the elite are putting this out. It's not a matter of if, but when. And what Lindsay is saying is make your preparations accordingly. It's not going to happen tomorrow or the next week or next month. But as soon as we know when it's going to happen, why, he'll certainly get in touch with me and you'll be talking, you'll be hearing him again on our program. The important thing is now is the time. And you don't have unlimited time. It's a matter of a month or two or a few months. But you need to make your preparations. Do not put it off. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
Between now and the time that the elite do allow the derivative market to collapse, and in so doing, collapse every currency in the world, not only America, but Canada, Australia, Japan, China, every currency in the world, when the derivative market goes, it will collapse all of them. There are a few signs prior to that. There are going to be certain events between now and then. One of them is Cyprus was a trial run. You remember what happened in Cyprus? They went in and said, we're going to pull so much out of everybody's bank account. Then they backed off. But they stole $10 billion, not trillion, but $10 billion approximately from the super wealthy that had money in the Cyprus accounts. Now, I want to warn you. You saw it on day before yesterday. The budget director right now in the United States of America, day before yesterday said, and I said this on your program, Dr. Stan, back about 2 to 3 weeks ago when my elite friend first gave me these things. I said, watch out. There are going to be similar events to Cyprus that are going to be tried in other countries of the world, possibly New Zealand next, maybe Japan. They actually are talking about the nations they're going to do it in. Not the same thing they did in Cyprus, but similar. Now, when they get to America, it's going to happen. And 2 days ago, our budget director said it, and he said, I said this on your program back 3 weeks ago, Dr. Stan, that they are thinking and are talking right now behind closed doors of going into every pension fund in America and withdrawing certain amounts of money. And it was stated for the first time day before yesterday by someone way up in government. He said, things are in such bad shape. We've got to have some more money, and we're going to go into the federal pension fund. We're going to go into the post office pension funds. They're going to go into the 401ks. They're going to go into the IRAs, and they are going to withdraw. So this is being talked about already behind closed doors right now. My elite friend told me this about 3 weeks ago. They're going to go into those. They're talking of going into them and pulling a similar thing as a Cyprus event, except in this time in America, they're going to use the pension funds to do it instead of going into bank accounts because they can't pull that again. You'd catch up with them too quickly. But they're going to the pension funds, and you have nothing you can do about it. You will lose much of your pension fund. And they actually came out with it 2 days ago and said, we're thinking of the possibility. Well, I got this 3 weeks ago, but 2 days ago they said going into the pension funds and withdrawing some of the money in order to maintain the government while we're trying to get through this coming crisis. You will see similar events to Cyprus.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's no better way to destroy a nation than destroy its monetary foundation. They know exactly what they're doing. You better heed what Lindsay's saying. Well, go right ahead, Lindsay.
There was a second place that my elite friend told me to go. And now that you've been given the first and the buzzwords, I've pointed them out to you, I'd like to do the same thing with the second place. You can go and listen to the speech for yourself. First of all, let me give you the date. The date is April the 5th of 2013. The place that it was stated was the Export-Import Bank Conference. The speaker was Vice President Joe Biden. And in this, he gave some buzzwords that are so significant for your welfare and mine that if you heed them, you can spare yourself great heartache. And I want to read to you the buzzwords one group at a time. There are actually four groups of buzzwords here that we use. Now, please, I beg of you to go and listen to the entire speech of Joe Biden. But after I have picked out the buzzwords for you, as they were given to me, then you'll have no trouble understanding the background as to what Mr. Biden is saying. Here we go. Vice President Joe Biden called for the creation of a new world order. Now, that's nothing new. You say, Chaplain Williams, you're not telling me anything I haven't heard all the way back through Daddy Bush. Well, that's true. But it's the next three expressions that are buzzwords of such significance until I don't know how to stress it enough. But you have to understand the expression New World Order first. Then you understand what he's trying to say. So the second expression is, Vice President Joe Biden called for the creation of a new financial institutions. My goodness. Three words with meaning that are almost unbelievable. New. That means not like the older ones. Secondly, financial. He's talking about something that has to do with money. Institutions. What is a bank? A bank is an institution. What is he saying here? These buzzwords, when you analyze them, he's talking about new banks under their auspices.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Lindsay. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty, and all of our stations will be with us. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Lindsay is simply saying that there was another area he was told to go to find out what was going to happen. And the reference is a speech given by Vice President Joe Biden on April 5th to the Export-Import Bank. And you can get this on the Internet as well. And here, of course, Joe Biden, it talks about, in fact, we're going to have a new world order. But then he goes on to talk about, we're going to have a new financial institutions. New financial institutions. In other words, some cataclysmic event is going to occur. And we're going to change the whole monetary system, not only of the United States, but of the entire world. Of course, this is the reason they're going to crash the currencies. So they have the overwhelming debt, create the chaos, because they want world government. And they know that people will not accept it willingly. But if they can create a crisis, people will be willing to do that. But along with, of course, the new world order comes the new world monetary system. And, of course, although I'm sure Joe Biden is not going to tell you, the new world religion, of course, that Pope Francis is talking about, and there's certainly a Pope Benedict talked about, but Pope Francis is talking about the necessity of a new world religion where we all worship the same God. But, of course, he doesn't mention that's not the God of the Bible. Well, let's get back to the new financial institutions. The speech given by Joe Biden on the 5th of April to the Export-Import Bank. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
New financial institutions. Now, at the beginning of the program, I gave you the first place that I was told to go, which was David Stockman Warren's in the New York Times. This is almost a vocalizing by Vice President Biden of what David Stockman said. David Stockman said, now let's go back for just a moment. He said, when it burst, there'll be no new round of bailouts like the banks got in 2008. Oh, my goodness. What happened in 2008? It was the last part of the administration of George Bush. And the elite said, you must bail out the banks of the world or there's going to be a total worldwide financial collapse of banks. And it would have. It would have happened exactly like they told Congress it would. And as a result, Congress appropriated trillions of dollars that were given to the banks. That was QE1. Now, David Stockman says there's coming a time that there will be no more QE1, 2, or 3 as it was in 2008. And then Vice President Joe Biden says we've got to have new financial institutions. Do you realize both of these men are saying the same thing? They just put it in a little bit different words. There's coming a time that they will no longer bail out the system, as Mr. Bernanke announced on yesterday morning before Congress that they would continue QE3, and the time is coming that he will say we're not going to continue it any longer. Interest rates go up. The derivative market collapses. Every currency in the world is affected, but it's not going to happen yet. It is going to happen. Both of these men have said it. Now, let's take the second expression that Vice President Joe Biden gave. He said, Vice President Joe Biden called for the creation of updated global rules. I hope you caught those three words. Updated. That means what we've done in the past, it's old, it's antiquated. You can't trust the Constitution anymore. It's outdated. We've got to have an updated, what, global, worldwide, new world order. Not like the one you've got right now. You're going to have to give up your Constitution, folks. That's what he's actually saying. He says, updated global rules. Now, this word rules is so important. What is the rule of order in the United States of America? What is the supreme law of the land? It's stated right in the Constitution of the United States of America that it, the Constitution, is the supreme law of the land. Even the Supreme Court can't override it. Now, they can interpret it, but they can't override it. Congress, if they follow the rules, can't do anything contrary to it, neither can the president. Of course, lately, both of them have done things contrary to it. But he says, we have got to have an updated global rules. This man had the audacity. Vice President Joe Biden, he put his hand upon a Bible when he was sworn into office. And he said, I will uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. And before the Import-Export Bank, on April the 5th, he said, we've got to do away with that Constitution. We've got to have global rules, and it's old and antiquated. Do you realize that this man should be impeached over those very words? I mean, he has betrayed his oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America by what he said in that statement. He has committed treason by what he stated. I mean, this is, I wish the American people would pick up on this and realize what's really out there. Now, we have another expression. Oh my goodness. Vice President Joe Biden called for the creation of a level playing field. Level. Everything has to be on one even keel. America has to come down to the level of a third world country. That third world country must be brought up to the level of America. We've got to have a level playing field in this world. No more of the great American dream. No more of free enterprise capitalism, which has helped to make this country great. No more of freedom as we know it today. He said, we've got to have a level playing field where all the nations in the world are on a level keel, and he basically is calling for a new world order. The Vice President of the United States of America, Joe Biden, and he says if they have their way, it's going to happen this way. Now, I'm not so sure they're going to have their way. Please, bear with me for a moment. There's been something that happened just recently. I have received numerous emails, Dr. Stan, from my elite friend. And it's so amazing that lately, I know the entire family, by the way, not just him. I know his family, I know his children, I know his wife. Our families were close years ago when we actually lived not too far from each other in Alaska. And I'm oftentimes recently getting emails from his wife talking about things that she heard them talking about. Now, there's something that's happened recently that is so startling. When Sandy Hook took place and the president president came out just after those children were massacred by this disarranged young man. And he said, I'll do everything in my power in order to put through legislation to limit anything like this ever happening again. The president of the United States of America became the greatest salesman of firearms that of any president in the history of the United States of America. The elite didn't expect that. They expected us to do what Australia did and what Canada did and what England did and what other countries in the world have done and give in and turn them in. The free spirit of generations in Americans rose up and they did the exact opposite to what the elite had expected them to do. And I'm going to admit to you, from the emails I've gotten recently, the elite are scared to death. Right. You've heard me say on many programs that when I lived with these people, I learned that there's only one thing on the face of the earth they're afraid of. Only one. They're not concerned about money. They can control that. They are concerned about one thing and one thing only, the masses waking up. There's only a handful of them, and there are millions of us, and they are scared to death of us waking up. And for the first time, they have seen the American spirit come out, and the gun stores were emptied. You can't buy ammunition today. My son loves to skeet shoot, and we went by Walmart to try to get some shotgun shells the other day. And it was about the middle of the afternoon when we arrived there. The man at the sporting goods department just laughed at me. I know him because we've been in there so many times. And he said, Chap, he said, you can't come in here and get shells now. He said, you got to get here at 7 o'clock in the morning. He said, they line up and buy everything that comes in every day within a few minutes time. And he said, we in the sports department could take off the rest of the day. The elite did not expect this. And as a result, it is causing them, I believe, to accelerate that program, which is very dangerous for them because it could cause some major conflict. So right now, with what we're seeing happen, the elite are doing some things that may cause them some problems because they're realizing that they have some things on their hands. You'll remember what my elite friend told me one day when I was on the phone with him, and he asked me a question. And he said, Chaplain, how much money do you have in your bank account? And, of course, that was a leading question I wasn't about to answer over the telephone. And he saw that I wasn't going to answer the question. And he said, let me rephrase it. He said, could you afford to lose what you have in your bank account? And I said, positively not. He said, then, Chaplain, you had better not have anything more there than what you can afford to lose. He said, if it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. Now, we know from what David Stockman has said and from what Joe Biden has said, it's the inevitable. It will happen eventually. You have right now a glorious opportunity to do something about that paper you've got. You must get out of paper and get into tangibles. Tangibles are not necessarily gold and silver, even though they can be, and you should have some of that. A tangible can be a spot of ground in the backyard where you can grow a garden. A tangible could be a paid-for roof over your head. And I beg people to get that mortgage paid off if they possibly can. I'd rather live in a log cabin and have it paid off than a million-dollar mansion that there's a mortgage on it. Because when you can't make that house payment, they will come and repossess it. So they have warned you. You have forewarning. They've actually given you their buzzwords. I have tried my best to help you understand what they are. And we will be facing some things in coming days that if you make preparations right now, you can be like those who in the time of the Great Depression made great fortunes, Dr. Stan.
Well, I hope people will certainly get their financial house in order. And because one of the things that Lindsay has suggested, you wanted to mention what people should be putting their money in, where it will at least have some modicum of safety. I got a call just this morning or an email this morning from the wife of a minister, and they have some money. She wanted to know what to do with it. Should they put it in annuities? They have some gold, but as he says, you can't spend gold. So what would you tell people to do with their funds?
If it is written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. Someone asked me a similar question recently. Well, what do you think about gold stocks? I said, what's it written on? They said, paper. They said, how about gold mining stocks? I said, what's it written on? They said a piece of paper. I said, if it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. Now, my elite friend did give me many things that I and my family that we should do. And after I heard what I've just talked to you about, I immediately went in studio. Now, this has only been out for about a week and a half to 2 weeks. A new DVD series entitled New Signs the Elite Have Given Me. Now, I've only covered a fraction of it in this program. There are solutions there. There are things that you need to do and warnings that you need to take along with these things. New signs the elite have just given me. Please jot down our toll-free number, if you will. The toll-free number is 1-888-799-6111, or you can go on the web after the program to prophecyclub.com, prophecyclub.com, or toll-free 888-799-6111. And you'll hear an American operator, by the way. You'll hear a voice that you can understand when you call our toll-free number. The new series just out a week and a half ago entitled New Signs the Elite Have Given Me. It's a DVD. You watch it on the television in your home, and it's an hour and 30 minutes long, and I beg of you to copy it. You heard me correctly. It is not copywritten. I beg of you to copy it, give it to your friends and neighbors, and help them to know where to go themselves to look for the buzzwords that the elite have given them, and also telling them what things that they should do in getting out of paper, how they should get into tangibles, and that you cannot trust it. As my elite friend said to me, he said one day, do you know what our currency is? And I said, what is that? He said, Chaplain, anything that is in paper, we figure that we might have to lose it. But their currency is gold and silver. Now, I do not sell it. Dr. Stan can tell you where to go and get it. But I urge you, you should have some. And right now, the price is so low because they've taken it down. They want to scare you out. Every little person they possibly could, they wanted to frighten them out of the gold and silver market. That was the reason that they crashed the price the way they did. It backfired on them again, just like the gun issue backfired on them. And by the way, folks, please understand, these elite are only human beings. They think they're God, but they're only human. And two things have backfired on them recently. Number one, the gun issue. And number two, the currency, the gold and silver issue, because people went to the gold and silver dealers and literally wiped them out to the point that the United States Mint, for a period of time there, said, we don't have any silver. You can't get it. In fact, I heard a gold dealer say today, a friend of mine, he said, I can't even get silver right now. He said, I can't even deliver it to you until the end of June. Why? It backfired on them. And then number two, they took the price very low for the purpose of them buying it, and they have bought like wild when it got to the bottom. I don't think you're going to see it go much lower. I do know where it's going back to, because they will back the new world currency with gold and silver. Gold has got to go to $3,000 an ounce. Silver must go to $75 an ounce. I hope to goodness you didn't sell it and were frightened as they wanted you to be, because in the future, you'll find that the elite's currency will not be touched. They aren't going to allow it to happen. It's their currency, and they aren't going to allow anything to happen to it, Dr. Stan.
Well, let me simply point out, ladies and gentlemen, that certainly you really want to make your arrangements and don't put off. Certainly it's accumulating gold and silver. And I will tell you, there's been a lot of information recently about how George Soros is selling gold. Do not believe that for 1 minute. This is all part of a scam to try to get you and panic you into selling at this time. And believe me, Mr. Soros and the other people of great wealth are frantically buying up gold at this time. At the same time, they're doing everything to drive the price down to get you to sell it. Do not fall into their trap. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
I had a Canadian to ask me the other day on a show. He said, are we going to feel the effect of this as much in Canada as you feel in the United States of America? So, since you still have those pencils and paper handy, let me call your attention to the following. The country of Canada just adopted its 2013 budget. And in that budget on page, I mean, I'm going to give you the page number now. These are so many good facts I'm giving you tonight. You can look up for yourself. On page 144 and 145, written into the Canadian budget is what is called Economic Action Plan 2013. And in that plan, they say that if there is ever, and I'll give you two words in quote, systematically important banks, if any of the, now in America we call them banks that we can't afford.
Hold that thought. I guess it's been Lindsay Williams. We'll be back in just a moment. Lindsay, go right ahead.
In this 2013 budget from Canada on page 144 and 145, in the economic plan for 2013, they say that if there is ever a systematically important bank that fails, that Canada now has the right, it's legal, written, passed by the Parliament, that they can go into the bank account of all the people in Canada and withdraw any amount that the government sees fit in order to see to it that that bank does not collapse. Canadians, you aren't going to be exempt any more than anyone else. Now, who knows what they've put between the lines in some bill that's passed Congress, but I did pick this one up in Canada on their 2013 budget. So all around the world, whether it be Cyprus, whether it be Greece, whether it be Canada, watch out, Australia and Japan. I am very concerned about those two countries in a similar event to Cyprus taking place in them, because I've been warned that it very well could happen. And Americans, you are going to lose in your pension funds. It is going to be horrendous what they're going to do to the senior citizens of the United States of America and those who have pension funds, because as they went into the bank accounts in Cyprus, they probably will do it with pension funds in the United States of America, and there is so much to be lost. We right now are in trouble. I am so glad that Mr. Bernanke, on yesterday, before Congress, gave us a reprieve. You've still got a short period of time in order to make the preparations that you need to do, and I would urge you to set that financial house in order, but before you do, set your spiritual house in order. That's more important than anything else. Be sure that you know that your relationship with Jesus Christ is perfect, that you are following what He wants you to do. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. Set your spiritual house in order, and then when it's on a solid rock of Christ Jesus, instead of the sinking sand of this world, you will be able to survive the inevitable. Mr. Bernanke knows it's going to happen. He just said we're postponing it for a period of time. We're going to continue QE3. Take advantage of the opportunity. And Dr. Stan, it's been a privilege, especially tonight, because of what Bernanke did on yesterday, to be on your show this evening.
God bless you, and Lindsay. Thank you very much for being with us. We'll look forward, and if anything comes up, be sure to give me a call, will you?
Thank you, Doctor, and good night.
Good night. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoyed the program this evening with Lindsay Williams. I think everything he said is absolutely right. Everything points to me out that we're on a timetable. It's their timetable. They know when this system's coming down, but it is going to come down. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm simply an amateur historian, but I do believe that there are powerful spiritual forces which are energizing the wicked people who have taken control of our government, control both of our political parties, control certainly the major media, control the banking system, control the corporations, control the military, control our educational system, have their agents planted within our churches, and largely control what the American people think and believe. Well, right now, certainly, we hope that many of you will want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and it will take you into an understanding of what's really going on and who it is who coordinates everything taking place today. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. We have over 60,000, somewhere between 60 and 100,000 copies out. If you'd like to get it, you can get the book, you can get the DVD, you can get the CD, you can get them all together, the Brotherhood of Darkness special. But get it, copy it, get others to listen, and it can change their lives. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly if you want to understand more of the background of the powerful supernatural forces that dominate America today, let me suggest Constance Cumby's wonderful book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. Now, we do have it in used form. And, of course, we also have a DVD, Talk That Constance Gave. And we have a 4-CD set of my interviews with Constance Cumby. And you can get those by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Is there really a supernatural world out there? Well, maybe you'd like to hear the 4-CD set of Barry Shamish, Return of the Giants. And basically, over in Israel for a period of about 10 years, there were giants. They were seen repeatedly. And Barry Shamish, of course, doesn't understand the spiritual implications, but he went around and talked to the people who'd seen the giants, and he puts together a wonderful series of talks. And you can hear them all in his 4-CD set, The Return of the Giants. And then, of course, we have a 4-CD set on the supernatural. We have a 4-CD set on satanic crimes. There really are all sorts of Luciferian organizations all throughout our nation and throughout the world. And they're all working towards three things: a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and a one-world religion. And there's an organized effort to undermine Christianity. Just today, by the Boy Scouts now are certainly going right along with the whole concept that certainly that they will take in gay Boy Scouts just so long as they're celibate, or at least they're not pushing their philosophy. They're going to take in Boy Scouts who are openly gay. Now, I'm sure there's always been gay people within the scouting movement, but at least they didn't come right out and say that we're gay and there's nothing wrong with being gay, because believe me, there's nothing gay or happy about being homosexual. As a physician, I spent the years that I was in practice and never judging people, trying to tell homosexuals that what they were doing was wrong, but certainly listening to them. And so many of them would confide in me how miserable they were, but they were trapped in a system, and they didn't know how to get out of it. Of course, the only way out of the homosexual lifestyle is to have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, who can give you the strength to turn your back on this aberration. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that we are in a moral decline at the present time, moral freefall for all, and I fear for my country. And I would close simply with those words of Thomas Jefferson, that God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. But can the liberties of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're in a position to help financially, we could certainly use your help to maintain our network, but please pray. Pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend, Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And Dr. Cuddy certainly taught at the university level. He has been a consultant for industry. He was with the Reagan administration, Department of Education. He's a prolific writer and certainly one of my favorite guests and one of my favorite authors. And we carry a number of the books that he's written. The latest ones, of course, is The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan. That's The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan. But of course, you can go call our 800 number and just ask for the books that Dr. Cuddy has written that we do carry, and we carry everything that's in print because I think, in my estimation, Dr. Cuddy is the finest, certainly, writer on this whole world movement. And there is a conspiracy. There is a conspiracy against God, ladies and gentlemen. And unless you understand that, so much of what's going on today just doesn't make sense. So our plea, of course, hopefully we'll have Dr. Cuddy here in just a moment. But you must understand that we basically are having a very, very a difficult time. We're moving into what I believe is going to be a financial collapse in this system. We may very well have an EMP attack on America. In fact, I would refer you to an article on the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal last Tuesday. This last Tuesday. An article there by Peter Pry, who's been a guest here, and James Woolsey, who's actually been director of the Central Intelligence Agency. And basically, this article talks about the very real threat of an electromagnetic pulse attack on America that would wipe out all the electricity in the United States for months or years to come. And basically, if you are not making a preparation for this possibility, you're very, very foolish. I don't know whether it's going to happen. It'll happen if God wants it to, but I believe one way or another, God is going to bring his justice on America. Well, that is the background. Dr. Dennis Cuddy, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So what are we going to be covering today, Dennis?
Well, the column that we were on last time, News Reviews, was I have a two-part series titled Women Are Smarter Than Men, and it's been going over very well with women.
Actually, what about men?
I've started it, and by the time I get finished with the two parts, I think I will have demonstrated my case sufficiently. However, as usual, before I get to that, I usually have some sort of notes of interest. And I noticed in Time magazine, the last issue, they had a debate over intervention in Syria. And you have John McCain saying intervention is in our interest. And the other side, of course, was taken by Zbigniew Brzezinski. Intervention will only make it worse. And you have to understand where Brzezinski is coming from. He's the one who said he didn't plan the Afghanistan war that the Soviets got into, and then 20 years later he admitted it. He's now saying Turkey is the model, and Turkey, of course, is one of those places where Mr. Gulen came from, and they shifted it from a secular state to an Islamic state. And so whenever something's about to happen, you need to pay attention to Brzezinski. And so in this case, he's saying intervention will only make it worse in Syria, and we'll pick up after the break.
All right, fine. Well, our guest, of course, is Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Now, basically, of course, Time magazine is basically a mouthpiece. So Zbigniew Brzezinski comes from the Trilateral Commission. And the last three are issues, there's been articles by people from the Trilateral Commission laying out what their plans are. You need to read them. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And Dr. Cuddy is simply talking about